And on the line now I have Kay Lonergan there from Dublin Parks. Hello Kay, how are you?
No.
Another busy time of the year for you now.
It is, very busy. I haven't time to watch Wimbledon yet.
You get plenty of time to see it in the parks. Because I was just down in St. Anne's and I was actually out in Malahide as well. And anywhere there's a tennis court, and even where there's not, everybody's playing tennis with Wimbledon being on.
That's right.
So it started yesterday, the registration. So give us a rundown of the criteria.
Well, our programme is for children between 6 and 17. And we give children 1 hour tennis coaching every weekday for the month of July. And very reasonable, €30 for the whole month. And we lend the rackets and balls, and they can come down and have great fun and enjoyment and learn how to play the game of tennis. As well,
you spoil them all together. You have all the equipment there for them when they come down.
Everything. They just need to a rain jacket, just in case. I hope they won't need it. And then the running shoes, and that's all. They need to come, and we give everything else.
They're a great in the parks. They're a great added bonus to the parks, especially this time of year, as I say, as you said yourself there with Wimbledon being on. But I think the interest has been growing over the years as well. How long have you been doing this now?
Well, we're 34 years doing this. We started in 7 venues in Dublin 34 years ago. Now it's in 60 venues, Dublin City and County, and a lot now in the north side of Dublin, all around where Coolock, Gartane. And it's all around the it's nationally now at 160 venues nationwide. So it's all part of a big organisation now. Mm-hmm. And the children can feel that they're not just isolated in one little tennis court, but they are part of a bigger picture.
Okay, and I'll just give out the emails now. People can email parktennis@aircom.net.
Yeah, or they can. Parktennis, parks is plural.
Oh, sorry, parks tennis.
Parks tennis, P-A-R-K-S.
Yeah.
Tennis@aircom.net. Or they can look up our website, which is parkstennis.com, and they can see it. Shreddies is our commercial sponsor, but of course we get sponsorship from the Irish Sports Council and the four local authorities, Dublin City Council as well. And that's how we're able to give it so reasonable. All our coaches are fully qualified coaches, most of them coach in the clubs. So they're getting very good experienced people training them, the children, and even though it's very low cost, it's still a very good service.
And did you not see any of the tennis at all, Kay?
A little bit. I just have a half an eye on it now.
I was just wondering, did you see the Irish entry there?
Oh, I saw the Irish.
He was fantastic, wasn't he?
I missed that now. That was earlier. But this week, it's very busy. But I did see him, and it's great. Even to get that far now, it's great for Irish tennis.
Yeah, he was so unlucky at the end of it.
Yeah.
He's probably one of your proteges that you had come through.
So sure of that, but there's quite a lot of people up at his level in the national squad. Mm-hmm. It did come through the parks.
Well, they all have to start somewhere, and there's no better place than Dublin Parks.
We are the lifting off for tennis, all right. We're the grassroots. I maintain we're even the seed of it. Lower than the grassroots.
Do you play yourself?
Badly.
Okay. But the kids are great anyway. But it's for 6 to 17 year olds, is it?
6 to 17 year olds now. And we're in a lot of areas. We're in Priorswood Park there near FM station. Mm-hmm. We're in Rockfield in Artane. We're in St. Anne's Park in Raheny. We're in Baldoyle Tennis, Seagrange Park in Baldoyle. We're out in Baltray in Howth. We're in Kilbarrick, Scullone in Kilbarrick, Dunamead, the Holy Trinity School in Dunamead in the afternoons.
Mm-hmm.
There would be a place near everybody.
Yes, indeed, all over this area. And as I said, registration started yesterday, but it's running right up to the 29th of July.
That's right. Children can join at any stage if they miss the registration. A lot of them are joining this morning, or they can come any morning between 10 and 1 and join. Mm-hmm. They'll get 1 hour's coaching day where they come and join, they'll get it their hour to give their time. And some of our venues in the afternoon.
Yeah, because a lot of the kids now finished yesterday, but some of them are only finishing up today, so they probably be tomorrow or wherever. But they can ring you on 833-8711 as well.
They can, 833-8711, and I'll tell them the best place to go to, the nearest place. And we're never full. We always take everybody that comes and put in more coaches or do something to accommodate everybody.
Oh, so that's what you do. You can handle all the numbers. All you do is get more coaches.
Yeah, That's all.
Very good, very good. Because I can imagine over the years that it's the numbers have grown and grown and grown.
Oh, they have. I mean, originally there was only about 700 children in the seven areas, and we deal with almost 10,000 now in Dublin alone.
Wow. That's some climb. So it was pretty good, pretty right rather at the beginning when I said that it's a busy, busy month for you.
It certainly is. Certainly is. And enjoyable. Enjoyable even though it's busy, and it's enjoyable for the children as well. And the parents. A lot of the parents have started to learn tennis. A lot of clubs have formed around the tennis courts because mm-hmm. the parents wanted to learn, you know. So there's adult coaching going as well.
Yeah, well, when the kids get the coaching, of course, it can turn into a family event altogether, can't it?
Yes, it has. It has.
And even, I mean, this is relatively for nothing at €30 for a month for an hour's coaching. But, I mean, even the price of just to play tennis in any of the parks is relatively cheap as well.
No, it's quite reasonable, yeah. There's public courts in lots of places like St. Anne's and various other places, Malahide. And then there's some areas where the nets are left up in the summer and people can go down and play free.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely wonderful. It's a great initiative. And 34 years, I didn't think it was, I thought maybe 20 years, but 34 years, that's a long, long time.
It is. It is definitely a long time now. We've only had two sponsors in that time, and we're on our second sponsor now, and for the third year, Shreddies have sponsored us. So I have to plug them. They've been quite good in the last 3 years.
So you said Shreddies there, is that what you said, their sponsor. So yeah, how often do you have to look for sponsors? How long does the sponsor last for?
Our sponsor was there for 25 years.
Wow.
So Shreddies are in now for 3 years so far.
Okay, so they probably stay for 20. So you won't have to go mad and they're looking for a sponsor for a while. Okay. Okay, I'll give out all those numbers again, Kay. But again, congratulations to Dublin Parks on this initiative. It's really terrific. And as I say, going to be a busy month for you.
It will.
Thanks very much, Kay.
Thank you. Nice to hear from you again.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.